你可以听清楚我的声音吗？
啊，很清楚。
可以。
好，那我先来这个 present 我的这个我准备的 slides。
So I'm going to first present the slide that I have prepared.
Is
everyone able? Yes.
很清楚，你可以presentation模也或是建议都可以。可以，你可以看到我下一页吗？现在看到你
Are you able to see the second page?
那就好。好，那我们开始之前还是有一点祷告。So
let's have a prayer before we start.
主，我们何等感谢你，在这个末后的时候，你仍然这样用恩典召集我们。
Lord, we thank you even in this ending time, you are still calling us with your grace.
主啊，我们都不轻看每一次在你名下的聚集。We
don't look down on any gathering under your name.
因为实在是你的恩典，要让我们借着各个聚集的机会，让我们敞着脸来到你面前。Because
it is your grace that you allow us to come before your face.
为着我们蒙恩惠得连续，你成为我们随时的帮助。
So that we can receive mercy from you, and you are always with us to help us.
你更是在我们每一个弟兄姊妹，在我们的聚集，在众天下的聚集当中，有更美、更好的旨意。And
in all the gatherings under your name in this world, you have a better will and better desire on us.
像我们弟兄所点的诗歌，你要把我们建造成新耶路撒冷城，能够真正的成为你自己荣耀生命的见证。
Just like the hymn we sang, that you are going to build us into the New Jerusalem so that we can be part of your name.
我们想到的一切，我们心里满心的感谢和赞美。
We thank you for all these things that you have given to us.
愿你今天也借着我们弟兄姊妹这一段时间在启示录中的学习，你用你的话来继续提醒我们。
And please use your word to remind us through the study of this book of Revelation.
我们的心意是你的旨意能够在我们当中得到通行。So
that our will will be the same as your will.
你的话能够不突然返回，必成就你自己永远的旨意。So
that your word cannot be changed and will it accomplish your will.
我们把说话的、翻译的众弟兄姊妹，我们都带到你面前，求你极大的施恩向我们。
We bring the one who speaks, translates, and listening to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名,
In Christ Jesus' name, precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我这次有机会特别宝贵，主给我的给弟兄姊妹一起交通的机会。So
I precious this chance to share with brothers and sisters.
那今天的题目，我们弟兄已经说过，是腓拉铁腓的榜样。
Today, our topic is the example of Philadelphia.
我们所要讲的是要借着启示录神的话，特别是第三章的话，能够让我们看到神给我们一个得胜者的道路。Through
the book of Revelation, especially in chapter 3, to see the way as an overcomer that God showed us.
像我们在礼拜五交通的时候，有弟兄还特别提到，得胜者不是一个标签，而是一条道路。As
Friday in our fellowship, that a brother mentioned, overcomer is not a title, but is a way.
A label.
或者说，腓拉铁腓也不是一个标签，一个 label， 而是一条道路。So
Philadelphia is also not a label, but a way.
我们读的圣经呢，就是集中在我们最近所分享的启示录第三章7到13节。So
we are going to concentrate in the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 13.
我把这一段呢从头到尾读下来，用中文，我们的姊妹会用英文读一遍。So
I'm going to read in Chinese first, and then we'll be translated into English.
启示录第三章第七节，你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者，说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪、啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, These things says the holy, the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shut and no one shall open. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, which no one can shut, because thou hast a little power, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will cause that they shall come and shall do homage before thy feet, and shall know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial, which is about to come upon the whole habitable world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly, hold fast what thou hast, and no one take thy throne. He that overcomes, him will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more at all out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.
我给大家首先讲一下这个题目啊，在神让我寻求今天的讲的内容的时候的一些的学习。
So I'd like to share with you the studies that I learned or as I prepare this topic.
我们知道现在的背景呢是非常的险恶。
We know the danger nowadays.
在2020年我们谁能想到2020应该是这个眼睛，你要是眼睛是2020的话是最好的视力。
You know, for your eyesight, if you have 20/20, you have the best sight.
谁能在2020年年初的时候能想到今年所发生的这一切的灾难和危机呢？
But in the beginning of 2020, who will expect to know all the disasters and crises upcoming?
全球的疫情实在是现在仍然在更严重的蔓延。
So the global pandemic is still spreading.
美国的西部的野山火烧的到处都是。
And the wildfires in the West American are still continuing.
澳洲的高温的天气也引起山火四处发生。
And the high temperature and dry temperature in Australia continue to have wildfires.
在北美的这海啸，它的频率和每次的强度都在增大。
And the North American continue to have the hurricanes and typhoons that continue to increase its power.
在亚洲地区的一些台风，还有各处的水灾，包括中国在内，亚洲的水灾到处都是。
And in Asia, it has the strengthening typhoon and flooding, including happening in China.
你也会提到各处都有些地方有地震，有些地方在中东地区有战争，在各处都有饥荒，特别是非洲到处都有各种的灾难和危机。
And the Middle East are suffering from earthquakes and wars, and the African are suffering from famine.
这一切都引起整个全球性的健康的、经济的、社会的、种族的方方面面的危机。
So it created a lot of crisis regarding to health, economic, and social and racial.
像我们弟兄有到我们当中，今年当中的有很多弟兄提醒我们，这些都是这个主再来日子极为迫切的征兆。
And a lot of brothers who had shared in our church had also mentioned that these are all the signs for the Lord's return.
我们记得有弟兄给我们分享到这个产难的这个祷告和产难的灾难。
And we remember a brother shared about giving the pain of giving birth.
我们就真是看到这些灾难和危机的时候，我们看到就像妇女生孩子，马上就要生的时候呢，就会越来这个越来越越有这样的一个身体的反应。
As we see the disasters and crises nearly recently, it truly referred to as a woman's pain giving birth.
在这个背景下呢，弟兄姊妹呢，在周五的时候我们有很大一部分弟兄姊妹在读经读到启示录。
So with such a background, as we are studying Bible on Friday,
我们在八月二十一号就开始进入启示录第一章。
We started the book of Revelation on August 21st.
在刚过去的两天之前的礼拜五，我们读到启示录第三章第五次交通。
So the past Friday we were reading book of Revelation chapter 3, which is the fifth time we study.
因为我这一年呢，教会聚会的时候，我因为可能记性不好，我常常要做笔记。
So I start feeling that I don't remember very well, so I have to take note.
我今年的笔记差不多有一本半，不到一本半，一本三分之一的大本的记的 notes.
So I already have one third of my book of notes.
这说明特别在最近我常常回想神在今年的聚集当中，我想这个启示录，特别我们最近交通的腓拉铁非的教会的时候，对我们是一个很大的一个提醒。
So I am thinking the we are studying the Philadelphia church, which is a great reminder to us.
刚才我们读的那段圣经就是圣经讲到腓拉铁非的启示录中的经节。
The chapter 3 we just read was referring to the church of Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹在读的时候发现呢，好像对于腓拉铁非啊，神没有什么高言大志的言语来夸奖他们。
So as you are reading the passage, you don't see a great praise about the church.
神对他的行为的评价就是你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
All the praise that God gave to the church of Philadelphia is that I know your work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and you have little power, and you kept my word, and have not denied my name.
然后神就让他们要持守。
And God asked them to keep the word.
然后字里行间就神就给他们有极大的应许和极大的一个呼召的应许。
And then God gave them a calling and promise.
所以我想到这个特别不寻常的就是神在这个灾难危机中给我们所预备的腓拉铁非的榜样，是要让我们看到一条我们可以完全可以走上的一条得胜者之路。
So in this abnormal conditions, God showed us the Philadelphia church as the way out to become a overcomer.
我们不需要成为像那种好像像保罗那样，像这些大卫那样好像在神面前极大的一种神大的仆人来才能进到这个得胜者之路。
We don't have to be a great person like Paul or David, as a great servant of God in order to enter into this way.
所以我这次的负担就是借着这些神的话，我们来看在腓拉铁非的榜样中，我们可以能够进入到这个真正操练的得胜者之路中。
So my burden today is to share with you how we can enter into this way as an overcomer under the example of Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹在交通中，在周五的交通中有很多历史上的背景和许多丰富神话语的印证。
So on Friday, our Bible study, we learned a lot of history background.
那是非常有帮助的。我这次呢，需要比时间有限，我会集中在这个圣徒的当务之急，是预备好迎接主回来。
So because of the limited time, I'm going to concentrate on how we can be prepared to welcome Lord's return.
有些实际的神的话能带领我们做答应神呼召的得胜者。
And to be practically respond to God's calling as a overcomer.
所以我今天分享的大纲呢，有就非常简单三点。
So I have three simple points today.
也就是三个问题。
And there's actually three questions.
都是集中在刚才我们读的这个启示录的经节。
And it all concentrated into the verses we just read.
我们会有例子讲到其他的圣经的经文来支持。
We'll refer to other passages in the Bible to support these.
所以我们会讲到谁是得胜者的第一个问题。
So the first question is, who is an overcomer?
希望神的话可以让我们看到一个忍耐到底的正常基督徒就是一个得胜的基督徒。
And so that we can see a normal Christian who endures to the end is an overcomer.
若是我们走在神给我们预备的全备救恩的正常的光景中,
As we walk in the complete salvation of God,
这个正常的光景我们要坚持到最后，我们就是得胜者。
And we kept that condition to the end, then we are overcomer.
这也就是神在启示录第三章腓拉铁腓这样的好的榜样，神没有过多的言语讲到他们行为上如何突出。
And this is just like in the book of Revelation chapter 3, how God has described and praised Philadelphia.
我们会问第二个问题，如何成为得胜者，借着腓拉铁腓的榜样。
And the second question we are going to ask is how to become an overcomer under the example of Philadelphia.
我们会用到我们刚才读的经文，看到这个得胜者有条道路。
And the verses that we read show us that there is a way to be an overcomer.
它有一个起点。
And there is a starting point.
就是我们除非放下自己，让自己归零，我们这条路很难好好的开始。
That is, we have to put away ourselves and start from the zero.
这就是在第三章，启示录第三章第八节所说的，神对腓拉铁腓的评价就是你略有一点力量。
And that is referred in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 8, that God said, you have a little power.
第二和第三点呢，是讲到这个一个过程，在这个路上的过程。
And second and third point is to talk about the way, the process.
也曾遵守我的道，是第八节，是讲到我们要守道。
And also referring verse 8, you have kept my word.
然后呢，在后半部分讲到是没有弃绝我的名，是讲到我们守道的时候就出来一个见证。
And later on said, you have not denied my name. So this is referring to testimony.
最后这第三部分的行程就是讲到要坚持到终点。
And the third part is to just tell us to last to the end.
所以启示录第三章的第十一节说，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺取你的冠冕。
And so verse 11 says, I come quickly, hold fast what thou hast, and no one takes thy bone.
我们盼望神的话可以更具体的给我们指明这条道路。
And may the Lord's word can clearly show us the way.
第三点我们要问为什么要成为得胜者。
And the third point we have to ask, why we want to be an overcomer?
神的应许和赏赐在哪里?
What is God's promise?
开始讲第一点，谁是得胜者？
Who is an overcomer?
得胜者呢，我们指呢，是一个知道自己是无有的，知道神是我们的。
So you know that.
在一个认识到自己，
God is a,
认识我们自己，有认识一切的时候。 听不见了。我在认识我，我是五六三十以后。
Let me ask you.
知道我是一份理解之后。
好像是不是有点问题？
是我这里啊。
你弟兄那个应该没有。
我现在很清楚。
可以，我可以吗？
好 ，OK。
认识到我是物有神是一切之后。
So after you realize that you are nothing and God is everything.
我们要开始这样的一个属灵的行程。
Then we have this new path of spiritual way.
就是不再是我，乃是基督。
That is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.
我们今天所讲的要集中在借着神的话。
So today we are going to concentrate in through God's words.
但是我们知道呢，这和借着神的生命和圣灵是一致的。
But we should understand that this is harmonized with through His life and Holy Spirit.
因为神的话总是把我们领到神的生命和圣灵中。
Because God's word will lead us into His life and Holy Spirit.
而且若是我们没有神的生命和圣灵住在我们里面，我们也没有办法像旧约的那些神的百姓失败的见证一样，没有办法真正遵循神的旨意和还神的话。
And it's importantly to know that if we don't have His life and Holy Spirit in us, we'll be just like those people in the Old Testament that we cannot enter into Him.
神的话和神的生命圣灵也总是把我们带到基督的十字架。
And His life and Holy Spirit continuously to bring us to the cross of Christ.
所以我们在讲具体讲之前，想提醒弟兄姊妹，讲神的话，遵行神的话，并不是说我们不顾神的生命、圣灵或者十字架。
So when we are concentrating on studying God's word, it doesn't mean we are neglecting His life or Holy Spirit.
这个正常基督徒必须要忍耐到底。
And this is as a normal Christian that we have to endure to the end.
在希伯来书十章三十六节有非常宝贵的这个经文。
And in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36 has this verse.
他说：“你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。”
For ye have need of endurance in order that, having done the will of God, ye may receive the promise.
那我们如何？我们既然知道了怎样是什么是得胜者，我们如何用腓拉铁腓的榜样来得到神启示我们这条路呢
？So as we know who are the overcomers, so then how do we use Philadelphia as the sample to become an overcomer？
我们刚才已经交通到了，有一个起点，有个过程，有一个终点，或坚持到终点。
So we just shared that there is a starting point, a process, and the end point that we have to endure.
这七点呢，我们刚才略有交通，就是神知道腓拉铁腓略有一点力量。
So as we fellowshipped earlier, that the starting point is that God said Philadelphia has little power.
我想用到圣经中的非常简短的四个例子来说明这个非常重要的属灵的原则。
So I want to share with you four examples from the Bible.
这个属灵的原则呢，对我们属灵的生命的成长是一个基本的基点。
So the principle of the spiritual growth has this.
我们或许把它叫做在这里，在我们的这个 context 说成是略有一点力量的原则。
So maybe we should also mention that as the principle of having little power.
像亚伯拉罕，我们举例子啊，他在在他壮年的时候，神没有让他生以撒。
So as an example in Abraham, when he was strong, God did not give him Isaac.
只等到他到老年的时候，神才应许他要得到以撒。
God promised him Isaac only when Abraham is very old.
甚至他在还有点力量的时候，他用自己的办法却生出了以实玛利。
Abraham used his own strength.To give birth to Ishmael.
那时候已经年纪很大，但是呢，他觉得自己还有力量，所以他就没有仰望神的应许，而是自己行动。
Even though at his old age, but he felt that he still had some power, so he used his own way to give birth to Israel.
我们知道这个自己的力量所带出来的是，到现在对神的儿女和神的旨意都是一个极大的一个拦阻。
But we know that Abraham's strength actually brought in a lot of chaos to brothers and sisters, to Christians nowadays.
只等到亚伯拉罕到最后啊，他99岁哈，都已经100岁左右的这样的，神觉得他实在是他和萨拉没有任何力量的时候。
Not until when Abraham is around 100 years old, when Abraham and Sarah saw there was no power in them.
他们自己认为自己没有任何力量的时候，神就把应许的以撒按照定的所定的时间赐给他。
When they see that they have no power, then God gave deliver His promise to give them Isaac.
摩西也是一个非常好的例子。
Moses is another good example for us.
他的前40年学尽了埃及一切的学问，大有能力。
The first 40 years, he learned all the intellectual things from Egypt.
在人看来，他是这个王子，他有极大的聪明、智慧和能力。
In the eyes of people, he is a prince and he has all the power.
但是神却必须要把他带到旷野，用40年的时间，让他把这一切他学到的人的聪明智慧都忘掉。
But God had to bring him to the desert for another 40 years so that he forgot everything that he learned from men.
到他80岁的时候，他觉得他什么都不是的时候，神却能用到他，把以色列人从埃及带出来。
At age of 80, Moses felt that he is nothing, then God used him to bring out the Israelites.
他最后的40年是成为神忠心仆人大卫神所用的40年。
The last 40 years, he was a great servant of God.
我们看一下保罗的例子。
And we look at Paul.
保罗他在他前半生的时候，他实在是好像在人看来是一个法利赛人中的法利赛人。
The first half of his life was a true Pharisee of Pharisees.
是一个对圣经各方面都好像很有能力的人。
He was a powerful person interpreting the Bible.
但是呢，他却成为站在神对立面的迫害基督徒的一个人。
But he became the persecutor of Christians.
只等到在大马色的路上，主耶稣遇到他。
Not until the time that God met him on the road to Damascus.
能够把这个人从这个迫害基督徒的神的反面彻底翻转。
And turn him around from a persecutor of Christians.
人家从瞎眼的状况，什么都看不见的状况，最终成为神基督忠心的奴仆。
And turn him from a blind person to a faithful, great servant of God.
我们最后看主耶稣那个完美的榜样。
How about Jesus Christ? He is a perfect example.
我们读福音书的时候，主常常是说到靠自己什么都不能做，他只能够看父神做什么，他就做什么。
As we read the four gospel books, we understand that he said, Lord Jesus said that do nothing out of himself, but do everything according to the will of God, the Father.
而且他一有机会就常常到山上独自的祷告。
And every chance that he got, he will go up to the mountain and pray.
神的儿子尚且如此，把自己看为无有，把父神看成一切。
Even the Son of God see himself as nothing and the Father as everything.
神的儿子都必须要常常祷告、祈求、仰望，我们这些神的儿女如何做得不一样呢？
Even the Son of God has to come to the Lord, come to the Father to pray all the time. So what to say about the children of God? What can we do?
所以我觉得这个对我们第一这个起点有很多我们可以属灵成长操练的机会。
So there are so many chances for us to train ourselves to spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，有没有我们需要被神的话提醒，我们做一切每件事情都要知道我们不行，神是我们的唯一的依靠。
As we do everything, we have to know that we are nothing, and we have to depend on God for everything.
不论是我们的服事，还是我们的家庭生活，我们的工作，我们的个人的灵修生活，或者是我们的生活，都需要认识到这一点。
No matter our family life, our spiritual life, or our work, we have to understand this point.
我们在这个周五的时候特别交通到老底嘉教会的光景。
And on Friday, we shared about the Church of Laodicea.
就是提醒我们，我们绝不能陷入到老底嘉教会那个自以为富足、已经发了财、一样都不缺的光景。
And it's to warn us so that we be alert that we should not think of ourselves as rich and no need of anything else.
因此就把主关在了门外。
And therefore shut the Lord outside the door.
我们需要的操练的就是在神面前谦卑。
We have to train ourselves to be humble in front of our Lord.
像我们弟兄姊妹在最近在哈巴谷书中的交通哈，是耶和华，我们是必须谦卑以后，主耶和华才真正成为我们的欢欣和喜乐。
Only after we are truly humble, then the Lord can be joy and strength in us.
成为我们的力量，使我们的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
And so that we can, so the Lord can become our strength, and our feet can be as fast as the deer.
让我们可以稳行在高处。
And so that we can walk on the high ground.
那一个非常重要的，我们这一点的起点的，就是我们要不住的学习不住的祷告。
And the most important thing is that we have to pray unceasingly.
就是放下自己，完全信靠神。
That is to put ourselves down and to depend on the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹祷告时候常常用到，我们无依无靠的来到主面前。
We always pray with the term that we come before you with no one else to depend on.
我们灵里面要真正的进入到这个无依无靠的祷告。
Spiritually, we have to enter into this status, knowing no one else to depend on.
因为这就是略有一点力量，实际上就是没有什么力量的这样的一个原则。
Because as you look at a little power, you have to see it as no power.
而且我们完全信靠神是时时刻刻要在灵里面知道我们需要神。
And we have to spiritually understand that we have to completely depend on the Lord every moment.
假设我们知道我们是 zero, 我们是什么都不是，我们的自然的选择就是要无依无靠，时时刻刻来到神面前。
When we know that we are zero and we are nothing, we will come to the Lord at every moment.
那在这个点上，我想给弟兄姊妹展开交通一些。
So I want to expand this fellowship a little bit more.
因为这个地方，这个得胜者腓拉得胜的榜样，神说的非常的奇妙的，就是在这个他的路上这过程中呢，就说的很简单，说你曾遵守我的道。
And the Lord has simply said that Philadelphia, on your way to follow me, you have followed my word.
实际上这个中文翻译的这个层不是很确切，但是因为它是在原文中是现在完成式。
So in the Chinese way, it seems it should be present perfect tense.
所以他是讲到不是曾遵守我的道，他是说到他们一直遵守我的道，直到如今。
So the Chinese way sounds like they had that we had kept God's way word, but it should mean that she has kept and continually keeping the word.
而这个道呢是个单数的。
And this word is a single tense.
就想到在约翰福音开始的是说这个太初有道啊，这个是一个讲到神那个全备的道啊，不是只是一句话，而是他所有的话，神自己所代表的那个道。
And just like the book of John, in the beginning it says, in the beginning was the word, and this word means everything, and it referred to the way.
所以我想给弟兄姊妹强调的今天的分享就是腓拉铁腓的榜样，就是他们可以遵守神全备的话语，他们这是他们得胜的秘诀。
So today I want to share with you the secret of the Philadelphians, that they are able to keep God's word.
从这一点上, 一切都, 按部就班, 都成为在神的旨意当中的事情。
So this is step by step according to God's will.
在这个道, 啊, 在中文呢, 实在非常奇妙, 它有话的意思。 你要懂中文的话, 它也有这个道路, 路的意思。
So the word in Chinese for word is not only about the verbal word, but also the path of a way.
但是非常奇妙, 圣经是有根据的。
So it's a miracle that the Bible has a base.
在约翰福音第一章讲到太初有道, 是讲到, 啊, 太初有神的话。
So in the book of John, it says in the beginning, was the word.
但是,
and, So that means God has word to us.
但是呢, 这个, 当我们遵行这个话的时候, 我们就进到这个道, 这个道路当中来。
So as we keep God's word, we enter into God's path.
弟兄姊妹可能很熟悉这个《使徒行传》第九章第二节, 讲到那个, 信奉这道的人。
So you are familiar with the book of Acts. It mentioned about those who kept the word.
这个在原文当中呢, 这个英文版号, 其他的版号, 都说是 people of the way, 就是讲到这个道中的这些人, 也就是说, 遵守神的话, 就是和走在神的这个道路中是一回事。
So it referred to the people who kept God's word, it's the same as the people who walk in the way of God.
那我们知道呢, 这个话也好, 路也好, 都有两方面。
So no matter if the word or the way, there are two sides.
话有正面的, 我们需要做的, 神告诉我们。
Word has a positive side that God told us to do.
话也有反面的, 神禁止我们, 不让我们做的那个方面。
And word has the negative side that God told us not to do.
这个道路也是一样, 道路有神打开, 要让我们行在其中的。
So the path is the same way that God has an open path for us to walk on.
但神也有些道路是禁止我们走的。
But there is also closed path that God don't want us to walk into.
在诗篇119篇的105节, 他说你的话是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
In the book of Psalm, chapter 119, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
这是讲神的话, 就是那个指明我们有几条路, 指明我们该行哪条路的, 这样的一个关键的这个灯和光的作用。
So it pointed out to us that God's word is to show us how many different ways that we can go on.
我们刚才讲的这个保罗, 他的转变的时候, 他起初是迫害基督徒。
As we see changes of Paul from a persecutor of Christians.
这我们可以从这个意义上, 可以这样解释。
So we can explain it this way.
就是保罗在他前半生, 他是在黑暗中, 他是走在神那个相反的旨意的那个路上。
In the first half of Paul's life, he is walking in the darkness against God's will.
只等到在大马色的路上, 主耶稣向他显现, 他有短暂的瞎眼, 他的肉身的眼睛瞎了。
So until the time that Jesus revealed to him on the road of Damascus, and his flesh eyes go blind.
然后他灵里面眼睛看到的时候, 他才真正走在这个正路上。
But his spiritual eyes can see and start walking in the right way.
走在这个神的话, 的灯和光照在的那个正确的神的路上。
And then walk in the right way with God's word, with the lamb and light.
他因此能够成为基督忠心的仆人。
And therefore he became the faithful servant of God.
他也是个人得胜基督徒的一个美好的榜样。
And he is also a good example as an overcomer.
我们可以举几个例子, 哈, 讲到神的话, 正面和反面的例子。
So let's look at the positive and negative way of God's word.
为什么我要讲, 比较讲这么多呢? 因为在刚才我们读的圣经中, 在对于腓拉铁非教会的这些的经节中,
Why do I want to share? Because of the verses we read about the Church of Philadelphia.
因为他特别特别多次讲到，就是对于神自己，他也是讲到他是那位拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的神。
Because he mentioned, God mentioned that he is the God who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shut and no one shall open.
所以这里面就是讲到神的话，他是非拉铁非得胜的关键。
So here it points out that God's word is the key for Philadelphia as a overcomer.
我们举一个神话语正面的例子。
So let's give a positive example.
比方说，在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章的十六到十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5:16-18.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice always, pray unceasingly, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you.
这是说神的话说你需要行在常常喜乐、不住的祷告和凡事谢恩的路上。
This is God's word to tell us to be on the path that rejoice always and pray unceasingly.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
我们是谁敢违背神的旨意呢？
Who is there to go against God's will.
我们的实际操练就像腓拉铁腓教会，我们看到这句话的时候，我们要想想，我们若是不常常，我不能常常喜乐的时候。
Reading the example of Philadelphia, and we think that what if we cannot rejoice always?
无论是什么环境。
Under any circumstances.
我们可能是健康有问题。
Maybe health is our issue.
我们可能工作失去了。
Maybe we lost our job.
我们可能是家庭生活中有难处。
Maybe there's difficulties in our family.
我们可能是经济上有难处。
Maybe we are financially in trouble.
但是若是我们不常常喜乐，这说明我们走出了神的旨意的道路。
But if we cannot rejoice always, that means we are out of the way of God.
违背了腓拉铁非那个遵行神的道的原则。
Then we violated the principle of Philadelphia following God's way.
我们怎么办呢？我们要回到神面前来祷告。
Then what should we do? We have to come back to pray.
承认我们自己是无有。
To admit that we are nothing.
来承认神是我们的一切。
And to confess that God is everything to us.
求神给我们他满足的喜乐。
And may the Lord to fill himself as the joy for us.
我们是不是一个凡事感恩的人呢？
Are we a person always give thanks?
但是神的旨意说你必须凡事感恩，谢恩。
But the Lord will commanded us that we have to give thanks to everything.
但是当我们不能凡事谢恩的时候，我们和神的关系就说明出了问题。
If we cannot give thanks to everything, that means our relationship with God has problem.
我们怎么办呢？我们要回到神面前，不住的祷告，向主来求这个恩典。
Then what shall we do? We should come before the Lord and pray unceasingly and ask God mercy.
改变我们的眼光，改变我们的看法。
So that our eyesight and our vision can be changed.
看到神所给我们一切的预备，无论是顺境还是逆境，都是为着我们的好处。
So that we can see the preparation of God in a smooth condition or unsmooth condition.
我们就可以来向他感谢。
So that we can give thanks all the time.
在另一个例子，就是在约翰一书的四章十一节到十二节。
Another example is in the first book of John.
亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
Beloved, as God has so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
这就是神的话。我们也可以完全相信腓拉铁非教会在这个神的这个话的灵义上是遵守的。
So this is also God's word, and we believe that the Church of Philadelphia has kept this word.
因为腓拉铁非 教会这段经文中没有讲到腓拉铁非他们弟兄相爱。
But the verse did not mention the brothers and sisters in Philadelphia love each other.
只是讲到他腓拉铁非遵守神的道。
Only mentioned that the Church of Philadelphia kept his word.
他们遵守神的话，以至于可以活出弟兄相爱的见证。
But as they kept God's word, then they can testify brotherhood love.
所以这个腓拉铁非的名字就成为他的证据，他们是彼此弟兄相爱的见证。
So the name of Philadelphia testified for brotherhood love.
所以我们在历史当中讲到腓拉铁非所对应的是讲到弟兄运动的这样的这样的一段时期。
So in the church history, we always mention to the Philadelphia church as the starting of the brotherly movement.
这个弟兄运动有两个极大的特点，一个就是尊重神的话。
The two important points is one, they follow God's word.
另一个就是他们有弟兄相爱的，在好的时期有这样弟兄相爱的明亮的见证。
Second is that they have testimonial of brotherly love.
那我们再举个反面的例子，因为时间关系非常快啊，在腓立比书四章六到七节。
So let's look at the opposite, the negative side example.
他说：“应当以无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。”
Book of Philippians, chapter 4. Be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every understanding, shall guard your heart and your thought by Christ Jesus.
所以神对于挂虑，对我们的挂虑这件事情，他说不，就是 no.
So when we are caring about something, God told us don't.
该做什么呢？就是祷告、祈求和感谢。
What shall you do?Only prayer and supplication.
把这些借着祷告祈求感谢告诉神。
And through the prayer to tell everything to God.
然后我们就会得到出人意外的平安。
And then we are going to receive the peace from God.
弟兄姊妹看到这个里面，神没有应许说我们所祷告祈求的，神一定会成就。
Brothers and sisters, look at this verse. It did not say that whatever we pray, it will be promised.
为什么呢？因为祷告是承认我们无有，承认神是我们的一切。
Why? Because prayer is to prove that we are nothing and God is everything.
是我们放下自己，我们寻求神在这件事情做主权。
That is for us to put ourselves down and seek God as the sovereign God.
有些话，神的话中又有正面又有反面。
So God's word has positive and negative sides.
在罗马书八章六节中。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Chapter 8, for the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of spirit life is life and peace.
这里很清楚，神的话给我们指出两条路。
So God's word show us two ways.
一条路是神禁止的，就是体贴肉体，他引导的这个目的地就是死亡。
One is a closed way that God show us the flesh is leading to death.
一条路就是体贴圣灵，这条路的终结是生命和平安。
And the other way is the mind of the spirit, which will lead to life and peace.
所以神的话就要我们遵守神的道的时候，我们就要体贴圣灵，进入到生命和平安的路上。
So God's word wants us to be mindful of the spirit, so that we will enter into life and peace.
这就是一个例子，就是神遵守神的话和顺服圣灵是一回事的一个例子。
So this is an example to show us when we are mindful of the spirit is the same way as following God's word.
在旧约的里面也有非常宝贵的，就是讲到遵守主道是关乎生命、祝福和应许的。
And in the Old Testament, they also give us examples that when we choose God's way, is related to life, blessings, and promise.
这非常宝贵啊！我就时间关系，我会就提到而已。
So it's precious, but I'm going to just mention it briefly.
这里面就在申命记第三十章十九节二十十九章十九节到二十节中讲到，我们在遵守他的话，专靠他的事情上，我们要得到非常重要的这样的结果。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, to show us that as we are keeping his word, that we have to be guided into that way.
这个话就关乎到我们的，这里讲到生死祸福。
And the word will relate it to our life and death.
啊，是讲到我们的这个祸或者是福气。
So it's the vow or a curse or a blessing.
就在旧约当中，神的话就已经非常显明在这里。
So in the Old Testament, it already clearly say that.
所以我们在实际操练上怎么来做这一点呢？非常重要的这一点呢
？So how do we do this practically?
在这个启示录一章三节，我们开始启示录第一章的时候，就特别弟兄姊妹特别交通的这句话。
So in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, we have fellowship on this.
说念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Blessed is he that read, and they that hear the word of the prophecy and keep the things written in it, for the time is near.
这里好像说到三点，三个步骤。
So there are three steps here.
就是我们要念，就是要读神的话。
First, we need to read God's word.
并且呢，我们还要听到，把神的话听进去。
And we have to hear His word.
然后呢，我们要有个果效和反应，就是要遵守我们所听到的。
And then it comes to the result of keeping His word.
这就是腓拉铁非得胜的一个关键的秘诀。
And this is the secret for Philadelphia as an overcomer.
因为没有其他地方讲到腓拉铁非特别的地方，它是。在中间这个最关键的地方就是他遵守神的道。
So there was no other strength of Philadelphia, but in only that he kept God's word.
当他这样做的时候，就是成为有福的、蒙神赏赐和应许的那一班人。
As he does, as the Philadelphia did this, they become the blessed people.
弟兄姊妹，我们神给我们有何等大的恩典，在这些事情上，我们可以和众圣徒一同操练。
What a great grace that God gave us, so that we can be practicing this together.
尽管在疫情中，我们没有办法这样在肉身中一起聚在一起。
Through the pandemic, we cannot be having gathering physically.
但是我们有多少的读经的机会、祷告的机会和主日敬拜交通的机会？
But we have many Bible study, prayer, and Sunday worship gathering.
我们有很多神的仆人到我们当中有特别的聚会，有神也给我们各项服事和各项的各个环境让我们学习。
And we also have other brothers and brothers to come share with us, and God also gave us different way of to serve Him.
甚至我们在教会生活、家庭生活、个人的生活中都有神极丰富的。恩典和机会给我们。
And God continually to give us great grace in our family, church, and even individually.
弟兄姊妹，有没有把这些的机会当成是我们可以读神的话，听见神的声音，并且操练遵守神的道的这样的一些的宝贵的学习机会？
Do you take these opportunities as a way to hear God's word and to keep His word and to receive His blessing?
使得神的话把我们领到神的生命和圣灵的律中，把我们引到基督十字架的道路上。
So that we allow God's word to bring us into His spiritual way and to bring us into His cross.
使得我们可以走在腓拉铁非那个得胜者的道路上。
So that we can walk in the same path as the Philadelphia.
第三点就是讲到我们第二点，也就是在一个过程当中，还有一点就是没有弃绝我的名。
So in the process, there was a second point that Philadelphia did not deny God's name.
这是遵守神的道自然的结果。
And this is as a normal Christian following God's way.
在约翰福音八章三十一节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，那真是我的门徒。”
Book of John, chapter 8. Jesus therefore said to the Jews who believed in him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples.
所以当我们做刚才上面那一点遵守神的道的时候，我们就自然的能够人就认出我们是基督的门徒。
So as we abide in God's word, then we will be recognized as Jesus' disciples.
约翰福音三章三十四、三十五节也这样讲。
Chapter 13, it also says,
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also have loved one another. By this shall all know that you are disciples of mine, if you have love amongst yourselves.
所以这个过程中的这个没有弃绝我的名啊，实际上是和这个遵守神的道是一回事。
So in this process, as not denying God's name is also the same as keeping His word.
或者换句话说，当腓拉铁腓的圣徒活在遵守神的道的这个道路上的时候。
Or in another word, as the Church of Philadelphia, live in God's word.
就好像神的名就写在他们的身上，他们的见证基督的名的耶稣的名的见证就自然显出来。
It's just like God's name was written on them, and the testimony of God revealed through them.
那第三点也就是坚持到底这一点。
And the third point is to endure to the end.
就是讲到在启示录三章十一节讲到，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺取你的冠冕。
Just like in the book of Revelation chapter 3, I come quickly, hold fast what thou hast, that no one take thy crown.
这个正常的基督徒已经有神的冠冕，他只要去持守，坚持到底就好。
The normal Christian already have a crown, you just have to keep it.
这三章十节也讲，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial, which is about to come upon the whole habitable world, and to try them that dwell upon the earth.
为什么神要让他们免去这个试炼呢？
Why God wants to take them out of the trial?
因为腓拉铁腓的榜样就是，当我们真正遵守神的道，神忍耐的道包括在内，我们就已经学到了这个试炼当让我们学到的功课。
Because as the example of the Philadelphia, if we can keep the word of his God's patience, then we are already completing the trial.
所以非常好像是一个非常正常基督徒的光景，但是呢，神说你已经学到了，不需要再经过试炼。
So as a normal Christian's training, so, and God might say that you have completed your trial.
所以这里讲到就是忍耐到底的必然得救。
So this mentioned that you have to endure to the end so that you will be saved.
在我们实际这一点上，操练上，我们也有很多学习的机会。
How about in the practical way as we learn how to practice?
在这个路加福音二十一章三十六节，这里讲，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Book of Luke chapter 21, watch therefore, praying at every season, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things which are about to come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
这和我们刚才讲的是一致的。我们这个忍耐到底，也需要时时警醒，也需要常常祈求。
To be able to endure to the end require praying at every season and be alert all the time.
马太福音的二十四章十三节说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救，这天下的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Matthew chapter 24, and these glad tidings of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole habitable earth.For the witness of all nations, and then shall come the end.
所以我们觉得这个在常常祈求上，我们有很多可以操练的地方。
So praying praying all the time is a practical lesson for us.
我们弟兄姊妹当中给我们黄健弟兄和他一家人有很长时间的祷告。
Our brothers and sisters have been praying for the family of Wang Jian.
我们有没有失去信心？有没有觉得疲惫了？
Do we feel tired? Do we lose faith?
我们有没有觉得要 give up, 要放弃？
Do we feel like we want to give up?
这个腓家帖腓的榜样就是让我们要持守到底，我们绝不放弃。
The example of the Philadelphia encourage us to keep it to the end and do not.
我们要 ，sorry， 我们要常常祈求，一直到底。
That we have to pray unceasingly to the end.
我们为我们弟兄的祷告，一直只等到神怜悯我们。
We have to pray continually till God have mercy on us.
我们弟兄姊妹有很多祷告，也可能常年神没有按照我们祷告的成就。
We have a lot of prayers that were not promised by God.
甚至关乎到我们自己的家人，我们自己很亲近的人。
Maybe these prayers are related to our close relatives, our family.
腓拉铁腓的道路和榜样就是我们要在这里要不断地向神祈求。
The way and example of Philadelphia is to remind us to pray unceasingly.
我们要忍耐到底，神必定要拯救我们。
We have to persevere to the end so that God's salvation can come.
而且这里也提到，天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
And here it also mentioned that the gospel of kingdom will be preached to the earth.
所以福音已经负担已经加给了我们。
So the burden of preaching gospel has come to us.
不是给少数总管的弟兄或者是讲信息的弟兄而已。
The burden doesn't come to a few brothers or the one who preach.
这个福音的负担是加给他的教会啊，使我们有机会忍耐到底，为他做善工。
But the burden has come to the whole church.So that we can do his work unstoppably and also to the end.
那我们讲完第二个问题，我们就来问第三个问题：为什么要成为得胜者
？So the third question is why we want to be an overcomer.
这个为什么要成为得胜者的？这个在神那段话语中就有非常清楚的表述。
So there is clear description to us from God's word.
有神有三方面的赏赐和应许，若是我们能够成为得胜者。
So there are three points of reward and promise from God.
第一个是可以做神殿中的柱子。
One is to be the pillar in the temple of God.
谁能想到腓拉铁腓这个没有什么能力的这一群人
？Who can think about the Philadelphia church who has little power?
当他们做正常基督徒坚持到底的时候。
As a, they are just practicing as a normal Christian to endure to the end.
他能成为神这个所呼召的得胜者的时候。
And so that they can become the overcomers.
他能成为神殿中的柱子。
And then become the pillar of God's temple.
支撑神的工作和神的旨意。
To support God's will and work.
柱子最大的一点就是必须是稳固和。有力量支撑的。
The characteristics of pillar is to be strong and to be able to support the building.
腓拉铁腓那个没有力量，当神成为他们的力量时候，他们就成为神力量的见证。
Philadelphia has little power, but they let God to be their power so that they can testify for the Lord.
启示录三章十节也讲到，要保守这些得胜者免去那个试炼。
And chapter 3 of book of Revelation mentioned that keep you out of the hour of trial.
就是那个大灾难哈，这些腓拉铁腓的得胜者能够免去那个大灾难。
That is the church of Philadelphia can be avoided from tribulation.
我们用刚才说的那个路的那个比方哈，当我们走在神的旨意和他的道路当中的时候，借着他的话。
So as the example of the way.When we are walking in His name and on His way,
借着他的话，我们就可以进到他正面的一切的带领和祝福当中。
Through His words, that we can walk in the positive way.
这个 我们的终点就是生命和平安。
And then our goal is peace and life.
就不是那个还要继续经过这个大灾难的那个操练的那个阶段了。
Then it's not passage that we have to go through the trial.
但是我们若是失败，我们没有按照神的话来这样去行的时候，我们可能就顺服肉体，要进到试炼和死亡当中。
But if we fail to follow God's word, we might follow our flesh and go into death.
但神会给我们机会，经过试炼，然后我们可以来成熟。但是呢，谁都会说这个腓拉铁腓的道路是最好的、最蒙福的。
But God will give us opportunities to go through the trial. However, we all agree that the path of Philadelphia is the best way.
第三个赏赐就是我神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名都写在它上面。
The third reward is upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God and my new name.
当他腓拉铁腓他们行在神的遵行神的道，而显出他们没有弃绝神明的时候
，As the Philadelphia Church walk on God's path, their name was not removed.
当他们坚持这样做，坚持到底的时候
，As they persist to the end,
神说你配在你的上面把我所有这些名字都加在你上面。
And God said, "You can add all these names into my list."
因为你不仅是腓拉铁腓所代表的，你是代表着神一切所要代表的。
Not only you are representing what Philadelphia will represent, you are representing what God wants to represent God.
所以这一点我们实际操练非常简单。
So it's a very simple practical lesson for us.
就是我们要把我们的属灵的眼光放在这个我们荣耀的盼望上。
That is, we have to put our spiritual eyesight on this glorious hope.
在灵里面，我们羡慕不羡慕神这三方面的赏赐和应许
？And spiritually, do we admire these three rewards?
这三个赏赐实际上就是讲到神自己成为我们的赏赐。
And these three rewards actually refer to God as the reward to us.
若是我们真正从灵里面有这样的渴慕，我们就可以不仅个人，也愿意和弟兄姊妹一同来进入到这个得胜者的道路当中。
If we truly have this desire, desire of the reward, we'll walk with other brothers and sisters to enter into this path.
好，我们有一点时间祷告。
And let's have prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你的话实在是。既丰富又宝贵。
Lord, thank you for your word, which is abundant.
人的拙口笨舌很难讲清楚你的话。
Our tongue is slow and cannot represent your word clearly.
愿你自己的圣灵亲自把你自己的话解开，能够说在你自己的儿女当中。
May your Holy Spirit reveal this word in your children individually.
真正用到你自己的话来激励我们这般的圣徒能够在最后的时刻预备好迎接你的再来。
So that you can use your words to encourage each one of us.
主，我们所讲的每一件事情都没有什么我们靠着你的恩典和你的救恩不能做到的。
There is nothing that cannot be done through your grace.
就是我们要被你吸引，被你开我们的眼睛。
We need to be attracted by you and spiritually opened our eyes by you.
我们灵里面真正渴慕，能够得到主你向我们所应许的赏赐。
That we want to desire your reward.
然后我们愿意遵守你的话，行在你自己的旨意当中。
That we are willing to keep your word and walk in your way.
你禁止的，我们就绝不去做。
What is closed, we will not do.
你让我们行的，我们就靠你的恩典，靠你圣灵的带领去行。
What you want us to do, we will depend on your grace and gift to do.
我们有失败的时候，我们就赶快悔改，来到你面前，求你纠正和亲自的带领。
When we fail, we immediately repent and ask you to correct us.
愿你借着启示录，也借着腓拉铁腓的榜样，让永瓦克这边的弟兄姊妹，还有甚至其他的圣徒，都能够在末世的时候走在你自己得胜者的道路上。
Through the example of the Book of Revelation and the Church of Philadelphia, you encouraged the people in the Newark Fellowship to walk in your way.
让我们真正成为将来能够成为这个耶路撒冷的见证，也成为你新的耶路撒冷那荣耀的见证。
So that we can be the witnesses of the New Jerusalem.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
In Christ Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.